Luke's Gospel.
It's the story of the shrewd manager. And it's all red letters, so these are all words attributed to Jesus. And here God's word. Luke chapter 16, verses 1 through 13. Jesus told this story to the disciples. A rich man hired a manager to handle his affairs. But soon a rumor went around that the manager was thoroughly dishonest. So his employer called him in and he said, "Hey, what's this I hear about you stealing from me? Get your report in order because you are going to be dismissed." The manager thought to himself, "Oh, now what? I'm through here and I don't have the strength to go out and dig ditches and I'm too proud to beg. I know, just the thing. And then I'll have plenty of friends to take care of me when I leave." So he invited each person who owed money to his employer to come and to discuss the situation. He asked the first one, "How much money do you owe him?" The man replied, "I owe him 800 gallons of olive oil." So the manager told him, "Tear up that bill and write another one for 400 gallons. "How much do you owe?" he asked the other one. 1,000 bushels of wheat," was the reply. And here's what the manager said: "Take your bill and replace it for only 800 bushels." The rich man had to admire this dishonest for being so shrewd. And it is true that citizens of this world are more shrewd than the godly are. I tell you, use your worldly resources to benefit others and make friends. In this way, your generosity stores up a reward for you in heaven. And unless you are faithful in small matters, you won't be faithful in large ones. If you cheat even a little, you won't be honest with greater responsibility. And if you're untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven? And if you are not faithful with other people's money, why should you be trusted with money of your own? Now, no one can serve two masters, for one will hate you and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. And he had his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious words.